for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
I'm just going to share some songs with you, some songs that will have stories connected to them, which I'll talk through. But these first two pieces, I'm going to introduce you to the person who is the reason why I sing.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. So amazing, love so amazing, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. I walked by the tomb of Buddha, looked inside and saw his bones, traveled on to see Mohammed, still wrapped up in his grave clothes. Then I journeyed to a garden where old Joseph left him laid, the precious lamb, God's own begotten, was no longer in that grave. If you knew him like I know him, you would know that he is alive. If you felt him like I feel him, resurrection deep inside, you'd know he's living and death has died. If you're wandering in the darkness, come and step into the light. Nail-scarred hands reach out to help you, to pull you safe from death to life. Friend, I too have stood where you stand. Could I trust in things unseen? But just one step in his direction, and in his love, he ran to me. If you knew him like I know,
to sing about tonight is the living and risen Savior. And the importance of that as we journey through these next number of songs cannot be overstated, because my eternity rests in him. Your eternity rests in him, those who know him. And I make no bones about it. Wherever I go, I want to make people sure that they know how to come to know my Savior. And if you're sitting in here tonight and you know in your heart of hearts, you don't know who I have sung about in these previous two songs, it will be my hope and prayer that before you go out through the doors tonight, that you will come to know the one that I sing about. Now, Pastor said about enjoying yourselves, and yes, I really want you to relax and I want you to enjoy yourselves, but these next few songs, I'll be very honest with you, will be difficult in regards to me, and that may be seen. So I give you advance warning if I get a little bit emotional, but I want to take you on a journey with me. And just about 2 weeks ago, a year back, my father was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And we journeyed that with my father. And he passed away on the 23rd of December just of last year. And as we seen him deteriorate, I wanted to give him something for Christmas. And what do you give somebody who is dying? So I spoke to my pastor, and my pastor said, well, why don't you do what you do? Why don't you sing to him? So I recorded a CD just for him, only for him. And it was my intention to give that to him for Christmas. The songs on that CD were personal between him and I. There was history in those songs. And one of those songs, I'm going to sing it for you now. And it's a very well-known hymn. It's The Old Rugged Cross. But I want to give you a story. My dad lost his dad whenever he was 16, and he had been brought up in a church environment. And he was at church every week with his mum and that. And whenever his dad died, that hit him hard, and he rebelled, and he left church. And he would go out with his friends at the weekend, and they were people who liked to go hunting. I remember being in some church, and they said they went out shooting, and I had to clarify it was rabbits and things like that there. So he would go out hunting, and then after they'd gone hunting, they would go back to the pub, the local pub. And there was one night they were sitting in the local pub, and this man walked in a Salvation Army uniform. And he very quickly drew attention to himself, but the fact he was in a Salvation Army uniform. And people within that pub started to goad him and to mock him a little, I guess you would say. And they challenged him. They said, sing us a song. So in the middle of a pub, being mocked and being goaded, he sang this song.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. That old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To that old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear till he calls me one day to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Exchange it someday for a crown.
Because that man had the courage of his conviction to stand in that pub and sing that song, it put my dad under conviction. And he left that pub that night. And he went back to church with his mum and my mum. And he gave his life back to the Lord. And whenever he did that, he didn't just do it half-heartedly, he did it wholeheartedly. And this next song I'm going to sing to you, whenever my dad talked to me about what that impact of that moment in that pub had on him, I think this song describes what he did best of all, and it is Run to the Father.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. I see it now, I'm laying it down. I know that I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, oh. You saw my condition, had a plan from the start. Your son for redemption, the price for my heart. I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand, I can't comprehend. All I know is I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 and again and again. Oh, 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 my heart was in your sight long before my first breath, running into your arms is running to life from death. And I feel a rush deep in my chest. Your mercy is calling out. Just as I am, you pull me in, and I know I need you now. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again. I run to the Father and fall into grace. Done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart found a surgeon, my soul found a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again.
Mentioned earlier on, if you're sitting here tonight and you know in your heart of hearts that you're not in relationship, that you will run to the Father tonight, because he is ready to receive you and to forgive you for your sin if you come and you repent before him, and then you can call him Father. Now, talking about my own father, as he was going through his cancer, I would take him out for a drive. Just he would start to feel a little bit claustrophobic at night, so I'd take him out, and we would usually end up at a place called Sea Park in Hollywood. And he would just sit, and he wouldn't say too much. He would just watch the ships sail by. And I would say to him, "Can I do something?" And he would sometimes say, "Yeah, play some music." And he liked a gentleman from, would have been the 70s, a guy called Len McGee. Who here knows Len McGee? Show of hands. About half a dozen. Okay. I would advise you to look him up if you can. Superb singer-songwriter. And I was playing Len McGee one night, and then he said, when one of the songs was playing, he says, "That's me." And this song is called "The Morning Comes." But it talks about the fact that sometimes we call to Jesus and it seems he's not hearing us, and we're going through things and we feel like we're going through it alone. But the morning comes. And my father's morning came, not maybe the way that we would have liked or hoped, but his morning came. And if you're sitting here tonight and you're thinking, "Where are you in this? Where are you with this thing, this situation that I'm walking through?" He sees where you're at. But just if you're feeling, you know, that way that you're feeling down, don't think that that makes you a bad person. Because my father, he walked sincerely, but he had those moments. But he knew that Jesus was with him. The morning comes. I cry to Jesus, oh, but it seems he doesn't hear my prayer. Is this real or just a dream? Or is he real? Then the morning comes, and then the morning comes, and then the morning comes. I get so weary day by day, I sink into despair, and life grows dreary, so I say, does my God really care? When in the dark I lose my song, I also lose my way. Oh, whisper, Lord, that I belong, and turn my night today. And then the morning comes, and then the morning comes, and then the I look around, trouble and pain, and men with hearts like stone. I'm glad I'm found, but I keep praying, when will he take me home? And then the morn will come, and then the morn will come, and then the morn will come. Morn did come, as I say, on the 23rd of December. We thought that we would have him for Christmas, but he deteriorated just a week prior. He really deteriorated very quickly. The CD that I had recorded for him, I got to play it to him on the day before he died. He was just about conscious enough, and he heard it. He heard it once, and then the Lord took him home. Just listen to the words of this song.
If I had only known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. What I'd give for one more day with you. For there's a wound here in my heart where something's missing. And they tell me that it's gonna heal with time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased. And knowing yours are healed is healing mine. The only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken. And all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. I know the road you walked was anything but easy. You picked up your share of scars along the way. But now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight and your race is run. The pain is all a million miles away. The only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken. All the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. Hallelujah, 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 for the hands that hold you now. There's not a day goes by where I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Until I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run. Until I finally see what you can see. Oh, the only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me. There'll be no such thing as broken. And all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now.
I was sharing with Pastor Paul there. I lost my dad on the 23rd of December, and then my uncle, his brother, died of a heart attack in April, and then my aunt, his sister, passed away from cancer just about a month ago. So I've lost three relatives, and they were siblings, in the space of 6 months. And I don't, please don't think I'm not trying to make you feel sad or whatever. But I was having a conversation with my wife, and I was having a conversation with my mum. And I said, I'm tired of feeling sad. Just from July of last year through to just, as I say, about a month ago, it was just a constant. And I was tired of feeling sad. And then this next song came across my path. And there's one line in it. And it spoke to me. You know, we are not meant to be a sad people. We have an eternal hope. I know where my dad is. I know that I will see him again. I know that I will see what he can see now. And let me tell you something. See, if I was able to speak to my dad and I would say, Dad, do you want to come back and see us for a day? He'd go, take yourself off. Because he's home. Once he made his commitment, he knew who he was serving and where he wanted to be, and he wanted to be with him. So he's home. So listen to the words of these songs. This is called Power of the Cross.
The past that held regret over my head is gone. These chains are ashes now that once were rusted on. I was a runaway, now I am finally home. My mind was a ghost town, haunted by yesterday, until your hand reached down, pulled me out of my grave. And now my freedom's found only in Jesus' name. I am forgiven, no longer lost. Now I am living in the power of the cross. The Father sent his Son so I could be set free. These scales are on my eyes, now I can finally see. I'm tell the world of all Jesus has done for me. I am forgiven, no longer lost. Now I am living in the power of the cross. Goodbye to sorrow, welcome my joy. Now I am living in the power of the cross. On that cross, his love held true, the sacrifice the old man knew. This life I live in faith, now in Jesus' name. I am forgiven, no longer lost. Now I am living in the power of the cross. Goodbye to sorrow, welcome my joy. Now I am living in the power of the cross. Thank you, oh God, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for the cross. Praise you, oh God, I praise you. Jesus, I praise you. Praise you for the cross.
I'm just going to finish with one more piece. And if, again, you are here tonight and you don't really understand or know the power of the cross, please come to a knowledge give your life to Jesus Christ tonight. It was a song about the cross that brought my father back. And it's the power of the cross that is helping me and my family move on. We'll obviously never forget my father, but there's a time for sorrow. And we're going to move on into this joy that we get because of Calvary, because of what Jesus did for us. The fact that tonight I've been able to stand and sing about a living and risen Savior. I have a relationship with him. I speak to him every day. And what he has done for us as a family, we know it's only been by his grace and his goodness. So as I say, if you don't know him, listen to the words of this. Embrace the cross. Come to the cross. Come and know Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight. I thank you for listening. Just listen to the words of this song.
I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. Embrace the cross that Jesus suffered, though it will cost all you claim as yours. Your sacrifice will seem small beside the treasure. Eternity can't measure what Jesus holds in store. Embrace the love the cross requires. Cling to the one whose heart knew every pain. Receive from Jesus fountains of compassion. Only he can fashion your heart to move as his. Oh, wondrous cross, my desires rest in you. Oh, Lord Jesus, make us bolder to face with courage the shame and disgrace you bore upon your shoulders. Embrace the life that comes from dying. Come trace the steps that Jesus walked for you. An empty tomb concludes Golgotha's sorrow. Endure then till tomorrow your cross of suffering. Embrace the cross. Embrace the cross. The cross of Jesus.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelim.com.